This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, running behind as usual. It is 4:07. We'll have an audio fun bag here. And then an abbreviated NFL Hump Day Roundup next. Carlos Dunlap edition. Because the Seahawks got their pass rusher today.
Yes.
We were asking them to do that yesterday, and they must have heard us.
They had to do something. Still think they missed out on the one that I would have... This was the third that I would have preferred, but hey, better than nothing.
Well, we'll ask the question, is he still good?
I think that question can be said for just about every one of those pass rushers that was available. Minus one, but you know, there's some other issues along with Mr. Alden Smith.
We were talking about Justin Turner. Do you know the guy, Brent... The redheaded bearded the red bearded guy on Twitter.
He's a comedian. He does a lot of the snowflake parody type stuff.
Yeah, he's like he plays a Trumpy, and then his videos go viral, and then everybody thinks it's real. And
he does
just,
like a Colbert sort of thing. Yeah. You know, it's a character. Yeah, he's pretty funny.
He's funny. He did one on Justin Turner.
There's a lady too that does. I don't know if it's with if they're together, but they do some stuff. Together, and she does one too, when she plays like a Midwestern housewife.
So this is him as Justin Turner.
Yeah, he's Justin Turner because you know they have the same red beard.
Oh yeah,
and he's standing out at a rain-soaked softball field.
I can see that
with an old baseball.
If Justin Turner, because he's kind of portly anyways, if Turner retires and kind of lets himself go, I can see the resemblance.
I want to thank God. I want to thank my teammates. Number one, baby, we did it. Does COVID make you gain a lot of weight, or is it just me? Yeah, I peed on the stick, but the results didn't come back till mid-game. Said right there on the test, POS. Hell, I'm superstitious now. I won't even get on the field without COVID. Ha! I may be asymptomatic for COVID, but you know what I'm not asymptomatic for? Winning, baby. Number one. Pass me the trophy, fellas. I want to cough on it. This one's for you, COVID. I don't see what the big deal is. I quarantined for 2 innings. I know Dr. Fuji says 14 innings, but... I'm not going to trust a guy that can't even throw out a first pitch. COVID-19 corner pocket. Hey, let me spit on the Gatorade before we dump it on Coach. We were celebrating all night, too. Cigars, dancing, coughing on each other's kids. I mean, you couldn't tell where the champagne stopped and the spittle started. Ki! And who cares anyway? We got the whole offseason to get better. Just put some hydroxychloroquine in your monster and go back to practice. Yeah, I didn't wear a mask for the picture. The beard filters most of it out anyway. I'll see you at the parade.
Brent Terhune.
My favorite line is, I don't see what the problem is. I quarantined for 2 innings.
Dr. Fuji said it was 14.
Did you hear Rob Manfred last night?
No.
What was up with Rob Manfred?
I did not hear him last night, but I saw the clips that were bouncing around.
Corey, you thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play with the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet.
So he's clearly drunk, or does he have a palsy? What is,
well,
what the hell is happening there?
The theory is that he is hearing, and he had a headset, or not a headset, but an earpiece in.
There was a delay?
Yeah, he's probably hearing his voice. You've had that before, sure, as a radio professional. That is a really tough.
Does it?
It's hard to work through.
Yes, it does.
Sound like
yes.
This?
It does. It actually, that's exactly what it does.
See, I was at it. I was out at Grains of Wrath actually last night. So they did not. When I saw this, they didn't have any of the sound on.
Oh.
So we saw the presentation, everything. We were sitting there. I was eating a nice bar mix, which, by the way, they have a great one.
Where were you?
Grains of Wrath.
What's Camas, this? Washington.
Camas, Washington.
It's a brewery that I've suggested many people go to because it's great.
It is. I had the Ticklish Warrior, I
believe.
You're
allowed in Camas?
It's right on the outskirts, and it's like before you get into the main part
it's
of
right
town.
Next to the paper mill.
Yeah, so I figure like I slide under the cover of night, but it was called the Ticklish Warrior. It was delicious. And they have a great bar mix. So there you go.
This fascinates me, and it may just be that it was a delay and he was really having trouble with that.
Yeah.
Because that does make you kind of, your speech becomes elongated.
Yeah. Because you're trying,
hearing.
Yeah. You're trying to get the echo out of your ears.
Yeah. But it's amazing to me.
There have been a variety of proposals
that these guys get on the big stage and this happens as if it's never happened before.
Here's 2020 is going to be remembered.
So that's the real crowd.
2020 is going to be remembered as a baseball season like no other.
See, now he's
our
fine.
Clubs, and especially our players, were presented with an array of unique challenges. The Los Angeles Dodgers met every one of those challenges bravely. This is truly a team of champions. Mark, it's my distinct pleasure to present to you the Commissioner's Trophy.
So,
he's not drunk there.
He's fine there.
That first one, he clearly...
It's bad.
Yeah, that was not good. It is weird, though, that they can't just... And I get, you trip over some words, whatever. I mean, shoot, we do that on a daily basis. What I am baffled at is the fact that just how nervous and how halting...
Yeah.
Hey, it's been a difficult season. A lot of challenges were overcome. I present to you the Commissioner's Trophy. Congratulations. It's not that hard. And yet they have to do this. It's... They're doing the Lou Gehrig speech. Today. It's been. The challenge. It shouldn't be that hard, you would think, to get up. Maybe just the moment gets to you and you're nervous and, maybe public speaking isn't your forte.
Bizarre. But you're a commissioner of a...
I know. You would think that you could stand up.
You had about almost 2 months without a positive test. Describe to me how that happened today and the success of getting through this season.
Well, it's a bittersweet night for us. We're glad to be done. I do think it's a great accomplishment for our players to get this season completed. But obviously, we're concerned when any of our players test positive. We learned during the game that Justin was a positive. He was immediately isolated to prevent spread.
What?
There have been a variety of proposals.
I'm sorry.
So bizarre.
I'm sure it was the delay because
it's
he sounds normal in the other clip. We've all had our voice echo back in our ears and it messes you up. But what?
Not quite that much, maybe. Well, how about this one?
We have our players.
I've got two more for you.
All right. Are they any?
Well, I want you to hear Rose Bowl Lady.
Okay.
This is old, but we've never played it. She does not have an earpiece. Now, she may be hearing her echo from a...
Because the speakers are playing her
voice. The speakers are playing it. So that may cause this lady's issue, but there is a thing with this. I don't know what it is. It may just be that feedback thing, but there may be something more. So listen to Rose Bowl. This is from 2010, she is like the, I don't know, she's like the head of the Rose Bowl committee or something, some old lady. And they, and TCU had just made the Rose Bowl or won the Rose Bowl. And she gets up there to, you know.
Do
what Rose Bowl lady does.
Sure. 2010 was a very historic year for the Rose Bowl game. First, we got a new sponsor with Visi, and we also had developed a relationship with our BCCS that led us all to here today for this special event.
Yay. You're doing great.
Hang in there. Hang in there, Mid.
TCU became the first non-automatic qualifying team to play in the Rose Bowl game.
It's very similar to how Manfred sounds.
Yeah, it is.
She's just,
and the best part is they won the game.
Wow. Oh, my God. Maybe what is this?
Maybe there is something to that.
Because you can hear her voice slightly behind, echoing on the speakers.
I think the echo is screwing her up.
She doesn't sound nearly as drunk. She just sounds weird, like she's tripping over her words and is uncomfortable. Manfred just sounds hammered.
Okay, now here's a guy who's just nervous. Do you remember Chevy spokesman guy?
Yeah, this was at the, was this the World Series or was this the All-Star game when he was handing out the car?
No, it's World Series. He was talking about it to Madison Bumgarner, the MVP.
Yeah, and he was like, you had to choose between like the truck and the Camaro, and it was.
He talks about the truck.
He got
the
killed.
Colorado.
He got killed for it.
We have from Chevrolet, the regional zone manager, Rick Wilde.
Thanks, Madison, congratulations. As the official sponsor or the official vehicle of Major League Baseball, Chevrolet is proud to participate in this prestigious award. Along with our dealers, we are also extremely honored to give back to this sport by supporting baseball in cities and towns across this nation. At Chevrolet, we have also been proud of the latest and greatest technology in our truck lineup, which is the all-new 2015 Chevy Colorado. It combines class-winning and leading, technology and stuff with Wi-Fi powered by OnStar, sitting there on screen, to recognize your performance in this 2014 World Series. I proudly present to you your own set of keys to a brand new 2015 Chevy Colorado. Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Okay, so that guy's just nervous.
He's just nervous.
Yeah, he's scared.
That just was nervous.
So I think we've got a couple things. A lot of times public speaking is not, I don't understand why they put people up there.
Yeah, I get that he may be.
That don't like public speaking, but
sure.
Okay.
Like if he's the regional whatever, fine. But they do this all the time, like in boner ads or whatever, like medical ads. They've got the guy on there that's the doctor, and then right below it'll say, not a doctor, actor. You just hire someone that looks like, just hire a good looking fella from the Midwest that can get up there, get Neil O'Shea up there and be like, he's the vice president in charge of whatever. No one will know the difference, but he can talk about the Chevy truck and not be like, it's just.
I bet you Rick Wilde thought he would be better and really wanted to be on TV. And then the moment just got the best of him. And also, then, his name is Rick, R-I-K-K.
Whoops. And then Mildred there, old Mild, she just...
So bad.
She's just old.
See, that I think is this echo.
The echo.
And then Manfred, I think, is in his...
He's drunk.
His earpiece.
Well, you see that.
Corey. You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance. You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play with the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet.
2010 was a very historic year for the Throws Us Bowl game.
The Throws Us Bowl.
First, we got a new sponsor with Visi.
Busy.
And we also had developed a relationship with our BCCS that led us all to here today for this special event.
Special full? I feel so bad for this woman. By the way, this went on for like 5 minutes.
TCU became the first non-automatic qualifying team to play in the Rose Bowl game. Bye. And the best part is they won the game.
Yes.
I'm going to go home and turn on my busy TV game. And just,
Manfred,
damn, man.
Can't even say the name of the team. It's like the Dodgers.
Amazing.
I don't understand.
Maybe he'll explain it. I don't know.
No, something tells me you'll never hear about this again.
He'll just get a slap on the wrist.
All right. Coming up next, we have an abbreviated NFL Hump Day Roundup. Carlos Dunlap edition.
The Hulk.
All right, coming up next on In the News, I have fragrance news.
Ooh,
okay.
Okay.
This is, okay, this In
have
the
you,
News
have
story.
Have you found a new musk?
No, I haven't. Well, no. Wait. Yes. No. Do you want to smell like a bookstore?
Oh.
Because people do.
Really?
And it's a thing. This could be the best story in the history of In the News. It's at least a candidate.
I'm fascinated now.
We'll get to that next.
Okay. By the way, this just in, Mike, now that he's single, has gone back to Axe body spray, and the ladies are loving it.
Is that right?
He's out there slaying it right now.
Is that still a thing, Axe body spray?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure
that
it still
being,
is.
It's still a thing.
Like for 14-year-old boys?
Yeah, it works for Mike, too.
That was
too.
About the last time I used it.
Did you use Axe?
Yes. Wow. It came out when I was
you're that young
in from, middle school or
he's
high school.
From New Jersey, come on! I think Axe was developed for and by people from New Jersey.
It was also developed because we stopped showering after gym class, so we just sprayed ourselves with Axe body spray, and it was all good.
Gross. By the way, we forgot one.
And finally, but not last, winner of the Golden Boot, the tournament's top scorer, and the Golden Ball, the best player, Megan Rapinoe.
The tournament's.
Miss Rapinoe.
I think some of it is just nerves.
Someone sent us an article here, and I got to look at it, but they're saying that sounding drunk when hearing your own voice is a known phenomenon.
Is that right?
Yeah, someone clipped an article here. I'm going to see if
get
I can
in there. I want
dig
more.
This up.
I want more on this. All right, so...
Yeah, when people send us links sometimes because the text program, like you can only have so many letters, like it gets cut off. So
dude, this appears to be an abstract paper. On the subject.
Oh, I don't even...
With
oh.
like... I mean, it's... Yeah, it's long.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a thing. Okay, Seahawks got Carlos Dunlap today.
Yes.
They traded seventh round pick. Mm-hmm. So who cares? But then they also traded... What's that guy's name? B.J. Finney?
Yeah,
the offensive lineman. Formerly of the Steelers. He's a center. So, you know...
Look, you needed to... And you had to clear some cap space in order to make it work. It doesn't sound like Cincinnati's eating any of his contract. And so...
No, the Seahawks are picking up all $8 million.
Yeah.
It's $7.8 million.
The Seahawks had to find a way to make this work. So we knew a player was going to go with it. This had to be done. You had to address your pass rushing need. It was... It's non-existent. You do not have a pass rush.
Right, so is this guy good, though?
Dunlap has been very consistent at a high level. He is not an elite edge rusher. I will tell you, he is one of the better two-way run and pass defenders in the league over the last 10 years. Very solid if you look at his rankings. So a really good defensive lineman, an above-average pass rusher. He is not having a good year in Cincinnati, which is why he hasn't been used very much. But he's unhappy in Cincinnati. He doesn't want to be in Cincinnati. He's fallen out of favor. Last couple years, he's actually been really productive. Last year, Pro Football Focus said that it was his best year overall of his career. So if you can get him motivated and, you know, and just a change of scenery and goes from one of the worst teams in the league to one of the best and believes that this may be a chance to play in the postseason and win a Super Bowl and you get a guy that's motivated, this will be a big upgrade at the pass rushing position. Now, he is a better overall player than Everson Griffin. He is not as good a pass rusher as Everson Griffin. And then the one that I was hoping that Seattle would go after is Alden Smith, who has been the Cowboys' best pass rusher. But, you know, there's obviously some history there. Maybe Dallas wasn't willing to give him up. Maybe he's part of their long-term future. This was one of the three probably best available guys. on the market. Alden Smith, Everson Griffin, Dunlap. Griffin's gone. Don't know what happened to Smith and whether they kicked the tires on that or Dallas wasn't willing to do it. So, you know, you got the better player, but probably not the best pass rusher.
Yeah, this is a paper on effects of delayed auditory feedback and frequency-shifted feedback on speech control and some potentials for future development of prosthetic aids for stammering. The motivation for the review is interest in the effects of altering the speaking environment of speakers who stammer is currently at an all-time high. This is largely due to the publicity that the Speech Easy in the Ear stammering aid has received. The fluency-enhancing effects of this aid have been demonstrated to dramatic effect on the Oprah Winfrey Show. So I guess there's a device. All right. Speech Easy device that you put in that helps you with that. Fascinating. All right. Well, anyway.
Kind of baffles me.
Yeah. Okay. So Dunlap, does he play against the Niners? Probably not.
No.
He's out.
It doesn't sound like it. Because I still think you have to go through all the withdrawals. I still think you have to go through all that stuff. So I don't think he'll be playing against.
Call Justin Turner.
He'll be playing against the Niners. But this is a nice move. You know,
is that all they do then? The trade deadline's Tuesday.
Yeah, there's nothing else. I mean, you already had to find a way to fit this in, but this ends it. I mean, this is what you did, unless there's something major coming, but you're going to have to give up pieces. So, yeah, this is what you did. And like I said, of the available moves, there were three realistic moves that made sense, and one got taken off the board with Detroit, and so there was two left, and you made your choice. So, like, I don't know what more you could have wanted Seattle to do. They had a problem. They had to address it. But let's also not act like there was any great solutions out there. I mean, there's this notion that, oh, why don't you just go get an elite pass rusher? Well, they're hard to get. And last time I checked, they're pretty expensive, and you don't have any cap space. So, good move by Seattle. Will this be enough? I don't know. Jamal Adams coming back, you're still going to have to probably apply pressure with him.
Is he back this week?
I don't know yet. I mean, they.
Why don't you know?
It's a week to week sort of thing with him. So, you know, hopefully he comes back, and when he does, he should make a difference.
Aren't you an NFL insider?
Why don't you know this? Not that much.
We're the home of the Seahawks.
Aren't you best friends with Jamal Adams?
It is Wednesday, so let's wait and see what happens with the injury report on Thursday and Friday.
So if he practices, we're good, right?
Yeah,
most likely.
If you see him, I mean, you'll have a much better idea.
But
on
if
Thursday.
He does not practice on Friday, he's out.
Yeah, more than likely.
I need to know for my gambling.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That's a big one.
I mean, he makes a...
Because he'll help against George Kittle.
He makes a difference.
You know?
Absolutely makes a difference.
The Niners.
And Wilson, the back that had a big day for the Niners, yeah. He's out.
Because, well, so is Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, the Niners are just
Freaking Niners.
Niners are just a mash unit.
God.
And yet they're getting things going again. You're starting to see them... You know, the last couple weeks, they've looked really good. Since the weird Garoppolo benching injury thing, the Niners have looked great. Their run game's getting better. Their pass protection is getting better. And look, Seattle is going to be in a lot of close games if they can't figure out a way to apply some pressure.
All right. So the Seahawks get Carlos Dunlap. They lose B.J. Finney, the center. And I guess he was okay for them.
Yeah.
And a seventh-round pick.
But this was a move that absolutely had to happen. There's no way Seattle... in this contending window could have sat on their hands and just said, we're good enough.
All right, in the news is coming up next, complete with a surprise quiz for Mike Lynch. So here's Mike Lynch.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, busy day. Hot 5 at 5 is coming up. But you knew that.
We have
a college football tickle trunk today to present to you. But right now, it is October 28, 2020. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Now, I'm going to surprise Mike with something here. Because today is Statue of Liberty Dedication Day.
Oh.
And I believe that Mike, being from New Jersey, should know more about the Statue of Liberty than you or I.
Kind of a Sarah Palin proximity sort of thing.
Yes.
Mike can see it from the roof of his house, I guess.
Mike, how tall is the Statue of Liberty?
I have been there a couple of times.
So have I. Yeah. It's great. I love the Statue of Liberty.
Can I say something?
Can I get a multiple choice or something?
No.
This is my weird Statue of Liberty thing, real quick. One of my favorite colors, that oxidized green,
mm-hmm.
absolutely love that color.
Okay.
Big fan of it.
That's actually one of the questions.
Oh, okay.
That's your favorite color?
It's one of my absolute favorite colors. I'd have a...
Adults have favorite colors?
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the backsplash in my kitchen, I went with this...
Statue of Liberty green?
Yeah, this Statue of Liberty green. Also, kind of the color of the Dallas Cowboys pants. Same sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Big fan. Yeah. I took those two things in to try to find tile that looked like that.
After going to Syracuse, orange is my favorite color. I love orange.
Do you know why she's green?
Because
she wasn't painted green.
No, it's the...
Is it just age?
Yeah, it's like the copper, right? She's oxidizes.
Yeah.
I don't know how tall she... I have no idea. Like, what, 450 feet or something?
She's 151 feet tall.
151 feet.
God. Idiot. What else does she hold besides a torch?
She holds the book in her other hand.
That's acceptable. It's a tablet.
All right.
She likes words with friends. What do her 7 spikes represent on her head, her crown?
Hmm.
7 spikes.
There's 7 of them.
What
does that represent?
Do the 7... I'm trying to think. So the French gifted it. I'm not sure about that one.
I don't know what that is.
Those represent the 7 continents and 7 oceans, a symbol of the universal concept of freedom and liberty.
Okay. Gotcha.
How many times has that old battle axe been struck by lightning?
Interesting.
They think they know.
Oh, God.
Roughly.
1,000.
I was going to say 1,300.
600 times.
Okay.
And she still stands.
I'm in the ballpark. Well, yeah, I don't think lightning's taking
her. How have you inserted yourself into this? This is for Mike.
Because Sue gets very interested in this.
I do. I like the Statue of Liberty.
He knows about as much as I do. So, I mean, it's
fine. The Statue
of
Liberty is great.
Yeah.
To answer your question or your idea, no, I don't know more about it because I lived in New Jersey.
Apparently not. Pretty
weak sauce,
pretty
Mike.
Weak. Pretty embarrassing
pretty,
for you.
Pretty weak.
Sorry to disappoint
Fun fact,
you.
Did you know that her head is not on properly?
I did not.
Yeah, people noticed it like in the 80s and they found out that it was 2 feet off center.
Oh.
So, yeah. She's got a crooked head.
Who's noticing that?
A little crooked. Well, now that I see the photo, see it.
Yeah, you see it right
yeah.
there? Yeah. Yeah, the head's a little...
Yeah, I see that. Right.
It is also National Chocolate Day.
I like the Statue of Liberty better than I do chocolate.
If you like dining out, have you tried Andina? You been there, the Peruvian restaurant?
I have.
Northwest?
Yes. I've heard it's very good, but I've never been there.
It's very good. It will reopen for in-house service tonight for the first time since March 17th.
I did not know that...
See, COVID's fake news.
...that it was closed. I did see, however, that there's a lot of restaurants right now that are sweating bullets because of the cold coming.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they're just...
Brutal.
Yeah, you're holding on by your, you know...
Brutal, bruh.
By the tips there because you can have outdoor dining.
Have you ever wanted to smell like a bookstore, Jace?
I don't necessarily mind the smell of books. You know, sometimes you're in there and you grab an old book and open it up. That can be an interesting... It can be an interesting aroma.
It's great.
But I don't know
if the smell of books is delicious.
Yeah. I'm working a bourbon thing right now, and I'm pretty happy with it.
Hints of vanilla.
I've got a bourbon lotion, and so
grassy notes.
Going with the burnt sugar, just the smell like it.
Powell's Books is releasing a limited edition unisex fragrance that captures what they said is what customers miss most about Powell's. The aroma.
That's what people miss the most?
Store officials said they surveyed customers about what they missed while the store was temporarily closed by the pandemic. And it is not the books. It's the smell.
Hmm.
So it's called Powell's by Powell's.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And it will be released November 1st and is available for pre-order on Powell's.com, conveniently. It will also be available at all Portland store locations on November 27th. It is a 1 ounce bottle of perfume. And it comes nestled in a faux book. Hmm. You get it? Because it's a bookstore?
I see what you're doing there. I'm guessing this is just one of those, God, we need some money. And so if you love Powell's, buy it and support them because they're hurting right now.
Adding a vibrant and festive splash of color as a display piece on a bookshelf, on a bathroom vanity, or anywhere else in the home. It is called Eau de Bookstore.
Mm.
Powell's by Powell's.
My daughter is really into candles.
Guess the price.
$59.95.
$24.99.
Better than I thought.
Steal of a deal.
Yeah, perfume can be expensive. But my daughter really likes candles, and so she gets candles that smell like cities.
What?
Yeah, you can buy...
Different cities?
There's all kinds of this stuff. Yeah, so she's got one that's like Boston.
That smells different than New York.
Yeah, I guess my other daughter started buying them for her, and I don't know. She likes these candles that supposedly capture. If they can get a can or a perfume that captures the essence of a bookstore, I suppose you can get one that captures the essence of Boston.
Does a New York City candle smell like urine and exhaust?
Cat piss, or maybe rat piss.
Well, it'd be actually, human piss and rats.
Mildly interested in what this actually smells like. Not that I would wear it, but I just would like to.
One?
Does it actually smell like a bookstore? That's a great scent.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a like
it's you probably close.
Yeah, you don't wear cologne, right?
I don't.
Lynch, outside of your Axe body spray.
I have cologne though.
Nope.
See, I wear lotion. I don't do cologne, but all the lotion that I have is hints of stuff. Like I said, I really like. There's one that's the beach, and it smells kind of like what you get back from the beach. There's like a tanning oil sort of thing. Or the one that I like to wear mostly is like it's like bourbon, and it kind of smells, you know, there's an essence of that. So if you can capture the essence of that stuff, I don't know why you couldn't capture the essence of a page, right? I mean, I don't know if it smells like a bookstore. It probably just smells like an old book. They've got all kinds of stuff like that. Got all kinds of engineers and people breaking down, you know, breaking down that sort of stuff. Scientists, they got a Bunsen burner going. I'm sure it smells. You will be reminded of books when you smell it.
Does your daughter have the Gwyneth Paltrow Vagine candle?
I don't think you. I think that thing sold out.
Oh.
You can't buy that. That thing sold out in no time.
Gee, I wonder why.
The Seattle one smells really good. Kind of smells like a waterfront. Got a sea sort of note to it.
As it should?
Yeah. The Boston one, I'll bring them in sometimes. She's got three or four of them, and they. Like, when you smell it, you'll be like, oh, okay, I can kind of see that.
I really want them to go the route of the Bean Boozled, you know, the jelly beans that taste bad after the Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, come out with a couple that just smell like the worst smells of those cities, and then you never know what you're going to get. Are you going to get delightful, salty air and salt water, or are you going to get rotting fish in Seattle? What are you going to get?
It is true, right? Again, that's where you get the rat pee one from New York. Oh, there's a whole cottage industry based on this sort of stuff.
All right.
And again,
next,
just support pals. Buy the damn perfume.
Buy their books. Oh, yeah. Buy their perfume. Yeah.
Well, you probably can't buy a lot of the books right now because they're.
You can order online.
Well, buy books.
Pals.com, man.
Buy local.
Hey, we've got loose donkey news.
All right.
For you guys. Where do you think there was a loose donkey today?
Your neighborhood. Your front yard.
It was not in my neighborhood, but it was close.
Kick down your front door.
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, the Hot 5 is coming up shortly. The Big Ten has been hit by the COVID. Oregon hit by the COVID, but
nothing
false
to see.
Alarm.
Nothing to see here. We're fine.
So, is it news that a donkey was on the loose in our city?
I think anytime an animal, for whatever reason, gets on the loose, whether it's dangerous or not, that always makes the local news.
Yeah,
I think
if it's an unusual animal.
Yeah, it's a palate cleanser between the tear gas and the riots and the death and, you know, all that stuff. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, there's a donkey that's loose.
Do you remember the, this was in Arizona. Were they llamas? That were
yeah,
they were like running through traffic.
Yeah, they were like on the highway. Yeah, I think there were a couple llamas that busted loose.
Those stories are great.
What's the threshold animal to where it's reported by the news?
Well,
it's anything unusual, anything that isn't normally supposed to be there.
Like a dog or a cat obviously isn't going to make it.
Well, right, but that's what I'm saying. What animal is the one that triggers a news report? Where does it begin?
I think a horse. If there's a horse that's running around on the highway, the horse is going to make news. Now, and I think because that's the threshold, because if a horse has just escaped, it's not. But if a horse is making its way through a neighborhood where there's normally not a horse, that's a story. Anything beyond horse, donkey, zebra, monkey, llama, insert whatever animal. Now,
giraffe.
It's full on. Yeah, now that's a story. Hyena.
That's a good question. Like, what is the, is there an animal that would be like, they would think,
I think Suga's right. I think it might be horse.
The horse.
Or goat.
So the horse you're saying is borderline, like
the horse is the definition
it depends
of
the context.
Borderline. Yes.
Okay.
Like if you live out in like Woodburn.
What about a goat?
Nah, goats like what?
They aren't printing that.
No, they're not printing that. Again, that's on the wrong side. But you know, if a horse is in Woodburn and it gets out, no one cares. But if a horse gets out on I-5, all of a sudden you got a horse. So that's the context. Yeah. But if any other animal greater than horse, to your point of odd, gets anywhere, now it's a news story.
A donkey was wandering around a neighborhood early Tuesday morning and is now back home thanks to help from deputies with the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office.
I'll go on record saying, by the way, I love donkeys, and if one was wandering the streets, I would take it in.
At around 4:30 a.m., deputies were called out to an unincorporated Milwaukee neighborhood on the report of a loose donkey.
There's an ass on the loose.
Deputies arrived to the area, found the donkey, but the sheriff's office said a dog from another house got loose and chased it away. The donkey was found again on a different street, as well as its owner. Now, the donkey did have a few injuries, but they say it will be okay.
Now, this is a controversial statement, but I'm not a horse guy, but I'm very much pro-donkey.
Probably a pretty wild night for that donkey.
Exactly. Well, the donkey, you know...
I'm a horse guy. I love horses.
Yeah, see, not me.
I'd own horses if I had money.
Nah, I'd much rather have a donkey. And
a lot of money.
And I would name it Dadgummit, and it would be great. There's something comical and adorable about the donkey, where I find the horse just to be a pain in the ass.
Really?
Yeah.
I think horses are awesome.
I had a horse, and I did not... My family had a horse, and it sucked.
Yeah, but that's because you didn't want it, and
no,
they did.
I did not.
And that causes rifts. You know, you can't... If you're going to get a horse, it's just like owning a dog. Like, both... Everybody in the house needs to be on board, or else you're going to resent it.
A lot of shoveling of the you-know-what, and just a lot of care, and... Patches was that stupid horse's name. I don't know whatever happened to it, but glad that it's not mine.
Okay, 424 new COVIDs today.
224?
424.
Oh, I was going to say, hey, that's pretty good. Wait, no, it's not.
No, it isn't. And it looks like 7 or 8 new deaths.
On the plus side, again, states across this great land of ours breaking records left and right. Yeah. We're up to around 850 dying a day.
Rounding that curve, baby.
Hey, I heard that it's over. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we beat it.
Yeah, it's over.
We beat the COVID pandemic.
We beat it. It's done. I heard that.
I saw it written.
Yes, I did too.
Western states, your state of Washington and our state of Oregon, mm-hmm. will be getting together to partner to independently review COVID-19 vaccines.
They already said they were going to do this, and then they didn't.
Again, allow me to give it a... I've heard that 9 times, that the Western states are going to join up and we're all going to do this in unison together. And
all the counties here that were major counties were going to join up and...
We didn't do crap. No, we're not going to get together at all. I call fake
2010
news.
What's a very...
Governor Jay Inslee announced a partnership with other Western states to review the safety and efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines once they are FDA approved.
Don't believe it.
So this will be California, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada.
That was the same group
all going to get together and do best practices.
And
how'd that
kumbaya
work?
And fix it. And
each state will appoint experts to join the work group. And it will add an additional level of scrutiny to the vaccine process. Yeah. So you can trust them.
Yeah.
You cannot trust the FDA, but you can trust...
We'll run right out and sign up for that one.
You can trust the Western State Alliance.
I'm not sure who I trust least, Jay Inslee or Kate Brown. And you put them both together, that's just a peanut butter and don't trust either one of those sandwiches. Thanks, but no thanks.
Who do you trust less? The feds or those four governors? Or those four governors putting together a panel?
Feds.
You trust the feds less?
Yes.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
And
look, this is...
I'm not sure that's actually that close.
It's not a good thing, but you're asking me to pick between the lesser of two piles of crap, so... This is me choosing the donkey over the horse at this point. I'm shoveling one of them. I'll shovel the donkey. But that's the scary part is, I think the vast majority of people are right there with me. I mean, you've got this thing raging across the country, and seemingly there's something coming that could help it, and I don't know how many people have any sort of faith in it whatsoever.
I don't know why you would.
Yeah.
I mean, what would lead you to believe that that's...
That makes me very, very sad. It really does.
Don't be sad, Jason.
Does it make you feel any better at all that other countries are now having to shut down again? So at least it's not just us who are failing.
No, it doesn't.
Everyone's failing.
It doesn't make me feel any better.
Would cocaine help you feel better?
That probably would. I'm going to stick to a strict drug regimen, keep my mind limber, and we'll go from there.
See, these are the reasons people drink.
Yes.
What you're talking about.
It's like pouring sunshine
just
on your brain.
Just pouring bourbon. That's right. That's exactly right.
To quote the great Freddie Mercury, the human condition sometimes requires some anesthesia.
By the way, Melbourne, Australia just emerged from a 110-day lockdown. Did you read about that?
I did not.
Yeah, so they locked down, like lockdown.
Yeah.
For 110 days, travel ban, everything.
Very strict, apparently.
Yeah, it was very strict. You couldn't go any more than 3 miles and all these stipulations. And they said everybody there bought in. Melbourne's got like 5 million people.
Yeah.
And they said everybody bought in and they shut her down. It's like over 3 months, man. 110 days. That is long.
Yes.
Well, they just came out of it because, I mean, they have killed the COVIDs in the area.
All right.
But Fauci even said this today. It's like, that's great, but guess what?
It's going to come back.
Well, of course it's going to come back.
Yeah, the moment you open it back
up. The second you come out of that. Yeah. That's the thing about shutdowns is... That doesn't really work, just like doing nothing doesn't really work.
You gotta find some practical solutions to get things rolling while being smart and safe.
I mean, it can work for a short period of time, yeah. 110 days, yeah. That's great. Yeah. But now everybody's gonna go back to being, you know, they're like, we don't have COVID here, and then boom, all it takes is one case to float
in.
What
they say, Spain and Germany, I think, is it, that are both
France.
In France?
France announced today they're about to go back into a second lockdown.
A couple places in Texas, I saw El Paso is doing a two-week shutdown thing where... They're full on shutdown in El Paso. I guess it's raging there. So, it's unfortunately it's back.
Well, it never went anywhere.
No, but
it just is.
It just
and it's going to be around a while.
Yeah,
this disease. So you can either Justin Turner it.
Can't we do something in the middle? Can't we get some
you
smart?
You can Nick Saban it.
Can't we get some smart people to try to come up with some logical?
Well, you know what I heard? I heard a guy in Seattle who I forget his credentials, but he's a super smart doctor guy,
mm-hmm.
science guy, talking about this. And he said, look, it's everything that we throw at this is like, it's like Swiss cheese. Yeah. You can't, there's no
magic bullet. Right?
There's nothing. Like, you can't just make it zero and it's done. It's a virus.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what some people on the other side say is, well, it's a virus. You can't, it's just not going away.
Yeah.
So you just do the best you can in your everyday life, or some people choose to ignore it, which is dumb. But if we all just do the best we can, that's the best we can do. He's like, you're gonna have it, you know, you can mitigate it. Masks certainly help mitigate, but they don't 100% wipe it out.
Yeah, they're good. Do
so
the
it's
best
like
you
Swiss
can.
Cheese, and Swiss cheese is delicious.
Smart practices, but you can't. Like you said, you can't just go underground for the next 8 months and be like, we'll be fine when you pop back up.
Well, you can, and you will be fine when you pop back up, but guess what?
It'll be back.
There are other residual effects on your economy and your businesses and people. And then guess what? It's still around.
Someone's saying, that's good. I need another reason to not go to El Paso. There you go.
El Paso?
El Paso. If anyone was looking for a reason to not go to El Paso and you didn't have one, by the way, there's 1,000 of them, here's another one. And if you've never been to El Paso, congratulations.
I've been there.
Me
Thank
too.
You. I've never been.
Don't.
It sucks. I ate at Sbarro's.
I've actually never been to
pizza.
Texas.
Did you really?
In El Paso.
Yeah. Although if you want to go to El Paso and feel better about El Paso.
It's probably the best pizza in El Paso, though.
Cross over into Juarez, and then you'll want to get back to El Paso really, really quick. Because Juarez was scary.
All right. That's in the news for October 28, 2020. Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.